Now tell the story then, beginning to end, of where you were with your son when you got this mysterious visitor.
Well, we were right here in Arizona. He had made several pilgrimages here to Arizona to meet some of his people who had come over the border as probably not illegal aliens in terms of actual immigration policy.
Right.
But he came and he had some photographs, actually. They were aware of cameras, and he showed us some of the living places where these people were residing, and it was obviously in ruins that had not been discovered. They were predominantly underground, and they were lit by amazing light sources, which were not fire in origin.
Which people were living underground? Whose people?
These are six Mayan tribes that still exist today.
Six Mayan tribes still live in underground...
In the Yucatan Peninsula. Belize, if you want to get an orientation of the country.
Yeah. And they can trace themselves directly back to the breakdown of the Mayan Empire. They just went underground and they've been living...
They're in hiding. Deliberately hiding. They don't want to be contaminated by outside philosophies. They don't want their people to be mixed with the economies of the world. And they believe that at the end of their civilization, that they will reveal this book of history that will be published for the world to know about the source of the universe and how it was created, and God and the whole nine yards. And this was a magnificent text. I said, you know, when you do this thing, let me help you translate it and let me help you publish it. And they assured me they would, but that it was not time. They had to get, first of all, the agreement of all the chief shaman rulers of the six tribes in unison to do that sort of thing. And all of them had agreed that we were right at the door, but not quite there yet, and that the year 2012 will play a part in that.
Okay. And so you've seen this book, or you only have heard of this book?
I've seen it.
What did it look like?
Well, it looked like Mayan writings to me. You know, I'm very familiar with what Mayan writings look like. I don't read Mayan.
Is it like a codex? Was it written on parchment? Is it a scroll? I mean, what does it look like?
It's on metal sheets, and it's 800 pages long.
Okay, just 8 to 10 pages long, and it's written on metal.
800 pages.
Oh, 800 pages. Wow, that's a heavy book.
It is.
You'd have to, wouldn't he be like lugging that around with a radio flyer wagon?
You need a cart.
Okay. So he showed you this book, which he brought up from... Where he came from, which was
no,
where?
He brought me photos of the book.
Photos of the book, okay.
Photos of the pages.
Okay. Tell me about this light source you said that they were using in these underground, these caverns where these Mayan people continue to live.
Well, I didn't get a chance to inspect it. All I know is that these same light sources are mentioned in the diaries of people like Pizarro and Magellan and Vasco de Gama. When they came to the Americas, there were whole cities that were lit with street lamps that were not fire sources of light. They were. It looked like somebody had lit up the street with normal street poles, you know, street lights, but were not connected with an electrical source, and they were not using a wick and a fuel source. And in Egypt, they had the same thing in the down at the Ramesseum and in Luxor. They had the Benben stones, which I was not privy to see, but they're very much talked about. These are a light source, a stone that glows in the dark, and they use them to navigate the underground passages. Well, I know one thing, that when Zahi Hawass allowed us to climb inside the pyramid, the great Khufu pyramid, I was specifically looking for carbon on the ceiling of that passageway into the king's chamber, and there wasn't any. And I asked him, how in the world did they get light up? I mean, this was no small climb. It about killed me. I mean, climbing up to the top of the pyramids on your hands and knees, even though there's a kind of a stairway case kind of a thing, was not an easy thing to do. It certainly is not something that you would do in the dark, you know. They talked about another form of light source that they used to light their way into the inner chamber and to utilize the queen's chamber and the king's chamber and all the other little chambers that are inside the Khufu pyramid.
And it would be difficult to say that it would be something that might be phosphorus, because wouldn't that require an exposure to light at some point in order for it to glow in the dark later on?
I think Michael Cramer would probably be the best one to ask that. I have a great deal of respect for his work.
Okay.
And Michael would probably be able to tell you more. All I know is that I found evidence of it.
Okay.
And vindicating what Michael Cramo had said about this particular issue.
All right. Let's
I don't understand it. I can't pretend to tell you what it is. All I know is that it's a light source.
Why would the Mayan people, in your estimation, based on the conversation you had with this mysterious messenger, why would the Mayan people agree to be photographed and to have anybody know that they even exist, just to avoid conversations like this, where somebody might say, well, I'm going to Belize, you know, next month on vacation, I'm going to go find them?
Well, you know, I can't tell you that. All I know is that they looked us up. We didn't look them up. And obviously we were conversant in this particular subject, and so are they, and we had a chance to chat, you know. I know one thing, that the emissaries from these six Mayan tribes have occasionally gone into the cities of Belize, and one of them in particular was a guy that was 9.5 feet tall. I mean, this was one great big boy, and when the CNN news got dripped of this guy that was a one great big guy, they sent a camera crew, and by the time they got there, this guy had disappeared into the jungle.
We had heard stories like this when we were talking with, I guess it would be Steve Quayle, talking about giants.
Oh, sure.
And,
Steve
right,
knows all about this stuff.
Yeah, and Steve's been tracking this this story of the giants of Belize, and that they live. But I thought he said that they lived in the jungle itself, in the thick rainforest jungle, not
well,
underground.
They do, and that's where the temples are located.